told you I could beat you. I always do.
But it's not fair. Your legs are longer than mine. You're 3 years older than me.
No.
Anyway, get us first into the woods. We're not there yet. Come on.
And they're rotten. They wouldn't even wait for us. In my condition.
Encourage them. Get them exhausted. It's the only way.
And God, it's going to happen all over again. Another kid.
Everybody said we would when we came over here.
We must be mad.
Daddy, come quickly, quick!
More discoveries. What this time?
I don't know, but Nicholas isn't bringing it home.
Daddy, quickly!
You go on, love. I'll get there.
Okay.
Look, Daddy, look! Hmm? You shouldn't have lifted it, Sarah. You shouldn't. Not till Daddy got here.
A rabbit. Well, no, sweetheart, it's not a rabbit. It's a leveret.
A leveret?
Baby hare.
Oh, Mummy, it's a baby hare. We found it. A leveret.
We present The Leveret by Larry McCoubrey. Adapted for radio by Matthew Walters. With Sean Barrett and Sandra Clark. The Leveret.
Can we keep it, Daddy?
Well, it was probably very happy where it was.
No, it wasn't, Daddy. It was all by itself, out in the open. Well, come and see.
Is it, John? The baby hare?
Yeah, and guess what?
It's beautiful. It's so soft and sweet. Hold it gently, darling. Don't hurt it.
She shouldn't have picked it up, should she, Mummy?
No, darling, not really, but I can't say I blame her.
I think the answer to a previous question, Sarah, is yes, you can keep it.
Oh, good. Great. Come on, let's take it home now.
Home?
Daddy says we can.
Great, but we've only just got here. What about the daffodils we came to see?
But we must go home now.
I expect it'll be cold, Mummy.
Oh, come on. Hold it carefully, Sarah.
I am. What do you think I'm doing?
Oh, let me take him.
No, you're too little.
They really are awful kids. Look at me struggling all the way over here.
Oh, never mind, darling. Wait till the lump arrives. We'll be outnumbered then as well. Happy? Glad you came over?
Mm-hmm.
You want to go back to London?
Never.
Well, you don't miss civilization.
They say civilization.
We're all mad.
Completely.
You were right, Mrs. McLennan. The rain started.
That'll soon clear up. Sure, there's no strength in it.
Oh, I think I've got everything she wanted. Oh, box of chocolates. Must get a box of chocolates for the sister. Better not forget those.
I'll have a wee cup of tea for you both when you get back.
Yeah, lovely. Look, you don't mind staying on to make supper, do you? I mean, I know it's Saturday. You like to get away.
Not at all. I look after you now.
It's just she won't be too steady on her pins, you know. First day out.
She'll need a few days rest yet, so she will. Just you leave it to me.
Yeah, well, thanks. Oh, where are those rotten kids?
Upstairs, I think, with Don Old Rabbit.
Oh, have they brought him in again? Nicholas, I suppose.
Need you ask?
Honestly, one word from me.
Never worry. It's just it leaves us wee balls all over the house and gets tramped into the grid carpet.
I don't know. Have they been making a lot of work for you? I mean, young Nick said he would cooperate.
No, he's all right. Sure, isn't he only a wee boy? I have more trouble keeping an eye on that one out there.
Who?
Young Lynch there. The so-called gardener.
Michael, he's not working today, is he?
Oh, you're prepared to pay him. He'll work it.
Well, he works all right, doesn't he? The rain doesn't even seem to bother him.
It's just I wouldn't like to see him taking root out there.
Come on now. There's a hell of a lot of garden out there. He does a good job, considering.
Considering.
He does a good job.
Well, I suppose that's all that matters then. I keep him at it anyway.
I'm sure you do. Well, I'd better get going. Where are those kids? What the blazes, Bob? All right, what have you done this time?
It was downstairs, Daddy.
What?
It wasn't us.
What's happening, Daddy?
Downstairs? Screw!
Mr. Graham.
Well, look at this cupboard. How does that lock get all over the floor?
Did a shelf give way or something?
No. All okay. I mean, everything's on the floor. Bottles, tins, brushes, the lot. How?
Daddy, look. It's Fred.
Fred?
A wee rabbit couldn't have knocked that lot down.
He's a hare. Fred's a hare. Come on, Fred. You're safe with me.
Out.
But it couldn't have been Fred, Daddy.
Outside.
But it's raining. He'll catch cold.
Now, go on. Take him outside.
It's not fair. It wasn't Fred's fault.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. McClellan. I've got to go. I'm late already. Can you...
Look, leave it to me. I'll sort it out.
But it couldn't have been just Fred, Daddy. He's too little. Does he have to go outside?
Look, do you want me to go and fetch a new baby brother, or don't you?
Oh, yes, please, Daddy. Couldn't I come?
No, you can't.
Oh, Daddy.
You stay here and help Mrs. McClellan.
But I want to come.
Mummy and I have lots to talk about on the way back. It's a strictly private board meeting.
Not another one. Why couldn't it be a general meeting? With the shareholders?
Because the directors have to consider the new product. Decide how to exploit it. The way we exploit you.
Capitalists.
Utterly filthy.
Oh, well.
That's a go.
Can I feed the baby then when he arrives?
Well, I'm not sure if you're quite up to that yet. We'll see. Be good now.
I'll put him outside, Dad, but it's jolly well not fair.
Never mind, Nick. You can kick your baby brother when he comes. That'll cheer you up.
I think he looks a bit like my mother.
Hmm? I'll drink to that.
Don't be like that. It's not his fault.
It's not her fault either, I suppose.
No. I mean, he's got her eyes.
Ah,
and you can see the nose could be the same.
Come off it. He's exactly the same as the other two were, like prunes on a plate.
Oh, stop it. You'll give him a complex.
At least we won't have your mother in twittering all over him this time, battening down all the hatches in case he catches pneumonia.
Oh, no, I suppose not.
Definitely not. She'd wet herself with the very idea of coming over here.
Yes, it's so stupid to. It's so lovely here.
Well, I think so.
Oh, well, it is good to be coming home. I know it's only been 5 days, but...
Six.
Is it six?
Yep.
I really have missed the place. And the kids.
Oh, yeah.
I just hate being away from it all.
Well, you won't be able to go charging about yet for a few days. Just you take it easy.
Oh, we'll manage.
No, you will not. And if you don't do as you're told, I'll set Mrs. McClellan on you.
Oh, no. Anything but that.
Anything?
That is going to take more than a few days.
Oh, yes. I seem to remember.
She's kept you all up to scratch, then, has she?
Oh, Mrs. McClellan?
Mm.
Oh, yes, yes, in her own inimitable way. I think she and Nicholas are having a small world war.
Well, that figures.
With Sarah doing her impression of a United Nations peacekeeping force, keeping them apart, you know.
Yes. Actually, Sarah's very good that way. She's very protective towards Nicholas.
Except when she's bashing his head in.
Well, that's only natural too, isn't it? He is a little horror at times.
Yeah, the main bone of contention seems to be our Fred at the moment.
Fred? What's he been up to?
Oh, fertilising the carpet again. Mrs. McClellan says he keeps leaving his wee balls everywhere.
She says what?
Oh, he's quite a lad as our Fred.
Oh, she is a scream.
Yes. Yes, I think she's opening up a second front in the garden.
In the garden?
Yeah, young Michael Lynch.
Sure.
He's the wrong sort, you know. Yeah. He digs with the wrong foot.
What?
Really, love, your education's been sadly neglected. You'll have to catch on to all these expressions.
I don't know if I want to.
If you're going to live here, you'll have to conform.
Oh, that'll be the day.
Here we are, then. And the kids assembled to greet you.
Mummy!
Right. Coffee.
What? Huh? Oh, thank you, darling. I must have dozed off.
It's such a tea, it's fatal. Or was it old Dr. Spock?
Oh, I was just refreshing my memory as to what babies are supposed to do. And what I'm supposed to do if they don't. Hey, come on, I'll let you sit down.
No, you keep the feet up now. Plenty of room.
Oh, I'm good.
You must be pretty exhausted.
Slightly.
What time are you up this morning? Scrake of dawn, I suppose.
What?
The Mrs. McClellan phrase book again. I've forgotten that one, actually.
Well, I suppose it was round about 7. You know, hospitals, all starch and vacuum cleaners first thing.
You should be in bed.
I know. I just wanted to wallow a little. Oh, it's good to be home with it all over.
It's a bit rough this time.
A bit.
And I wasn't there to hold your hand or help you push.
Oh, I'm glad you weren't. I wasn't terribly brave with this one. It was better you weren't there, honestly.
I don't think Matron was too pleased at you coming out today.
No, I think she'd have liked me there until Monday.
Maybe you should have stayed in. What do they call it? Post-nasal depression.
Up your nose, too. No. No, I just wanted back to my own little world. My own private little paradise here.
Fade up Hawaiian guitar.
But it is. It's perfect. I mean, the house, it's so fantastic. And the grounds, the apple orchard, the sea so close. Mm-hmm. And the fields with the greenness of everything. I'd never have believed it. We could never have afforded anything like this in England in a million years.
Oh, it's a queer old country.
But it is. Why on earth did we stay in London for so long? Thought of going back there now. All those people. I get claustrophobic just thinking about it.
That's not what you said when I first suggested coming back.
Well, but I didn't know, did I? And it was 20 years since your family left. I thought it was all bombs and explosions and people shooting each other.
Well, it is.
Yes, but there's this as well. The other side of things.
Not everybody lives in absolutely beautiful surroundings, darling. I mean, in Belfast...
Oh, yes, but not everybody lives behind a barricade. And that's the impression you get. Well, that's the impression I had.
Yes, well...
I mean, we've been here how long now? A year? Not quite.
Just over 10 months, darling. Remember?
Yes. Well, in all that time, I haven't heard one explosion.
You're complaining?
No. But if it wasn't for the telly, you wouldn't know anything was going on. Could be in another country that it's all happening.
There have been a couple of nasties round and about.
But it doesn't affect me. I mean, I wouldn't know anything about it if I didn't hear it on the news. Sometimes I wonder if we didn't have the damn news, would any of it happen at all?
I'm afraid it would, love. It does happen. It is happening. Just we're lucky to be out of it.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I'm being very selfish, I know it. It does worry me when you go up to work each morning, wondering if you're going to get caught in an explosion or something.
The army and the police have it down to a very fine art now. It's a way of life. I'd miss my morning bomb scare now.
I am selfish, aren't I? Going on about my paradise while you...
It was my idea to come, remember? Back to the old sod. Just so long as it doesn't turn out to be a fool's paradise to come back to.
It won't. Not with our new baby. New babies always bring good luck with them. My mum always says.
Oh, yes, I can hear her. But when's the next feed?
Midnight.
I'm not sure who gets the luck, mind you.
Oh, the baby alarm. Did you manage
to fix... Yes, all is prepared. The smallest whimper shall be heard.
Oh, good.
You want me to check the alarm, don't you?
Well, turn it up a little, please.
Actually, we'd probably hear him without this thing, judging by his performances at the hospital.
Oh, my God, yes. Talk about chorus master. A very demanding child, I'd say.
All quiet on the Western Front.
Good, thanks. You know, it is a shame she can't come over and see him, see the house. She'd be absolutely staggered.
If we're talking about your mother again, she was one of the main reasons I brought you here.
You're not sorry you've come back, are you? I mean, no second thoughts?
Nope.
Sure?
Very. The only thing worries me is you and the kids.
I know. You wanted us to like the place.
Well, this is my place. Whatever goes on here, I'm part of it. Didn't realize how much a part of it until I came back that time.
Oh, there was I, thinking you were all upset by what you'd seen, by what was going on.
Well, I was.
And all the time you were trying to break it to me gently and inveigle me over.
That's the Irish coming out in me.
That's Irish, all right, coming out in me.
Well.
And you better not let Mrs. McClelland hear you admit to being Irish either.
Ooh, Mrs. McClelland's morning lectures.
Mm-hmm, I'll say. And she tells me all that right people are Ulster.
Not British?
No, not anymore. She reckons we have to declare independence and opt out of the common market.
Does she indeed? I suppose that would be the Treaty of Rome wouldn't appeal to her. How is she on decimal currency?
Oh, she's not too fond of that either. Oh, dear. I must go to bed.
Yes, right now, at once. I will do the midnight patrol.
Will you, darling?
I, too, have been swatting up on my Spock.
What about the 4 o'clock one?
Yes, what about the 4 o'clock one? It is times like that which convinced me we should have had a nurse in the first couple of months.
Hey, one of your Irish aunts?
That's jolly good.
Oh, no, thank you. No one's coming between me and my baby.
And what about me and your baby?
Our baby.
Just like the car, isn't it? You own the front half, I own the back half, where the petrol goes.
Oh, you're very nice.
Yeah.
You are. Oh, did you put the bottles away in the fridge?
Bed, woman.
Yes, but did you...
Yes, bed, now, come on, immediately.
Not sooner.
Exactly, come on.
You'll like our baby once you get to know him.
I have a feeling I should know him pretty well by the morning.
No, cheer up. The first 20 years are the worst.
Don't you forget the edges around the driveway this time. Do you hear me, Michael Lynch? Michael! Michael! Do you not hear me talking to you? Michael!
Did you want something, Mrs. McClellan?
I said make sure you do round the edges this time, round the driveway.
What's that?
I said make sure. Are you trying to make a fool of me?
Who? Me, Mrs. McClellan?
If I have to come down there...
Was there something you wanted, Mrs. McClellan?
Well, there's something I wanted. You're quern soft. You could hear me right well.
Pardon?
Less of your old lip now, you young buck. I said just make sure you do round the edges.
What? The edges round the driveway?
Yes, round the driveway. You left it a right mess last time.
Oh? I don't do edges every time.
Well, you should. Why can't you make a job of it? Or is it too much of an effort to use the shears? No engine on them, I suppose.
Pardon?
Just you get on with it.
Ah, right you are, Mrs. McClellan. Just as soon as I've got some more petrol for the engine.
Hello, Michael. Working away, hmm? Oh, you must be baked.
Right. You're looking cool enough.
My new bikini, hmm?
Ah, very nice.
Thank you. Oh, poor Fred's feeling the heat, I'm afraid.
Are you not afraid of him running away? You've no terror on him.
To be honest, we're secretly hoping he'll do just that. Oh, though don't tell Nicholas that.
He's a nice wee animal. Aren't you, boy? He's very tame, isn't he?
He knows when he's onto a good thing.
The lawn mowing's not disturbing you, is it? I mean, the baby.
Oh, you won't disturb him. He doesn't mind what goes on. He'll sleep through an earthquake.
He's getting very big, isn't he?
Isn't he just? He's getting big and fat and enormous, aren't you, my darling? And you're as good as gold. I've never known such a sweet-tempered baby, Michael. I wish the other two had been like him.
They're back at school now, are they?
Oh, yes, thank heaven. Well, hadn't you noticed? Peace, perfect peace. 6 weeks' holiday is just too much.
They seem to enjoy themselves.
I'm glad somebody did. Well, you look as if a big glass of something with ice in it would go down well.
Ach, no, I'll have a break shortly. I've tea with me, thanks.
Tea? On a day like this?
It's whatever you're used to.
You're your own man, aren't you, Michael?
Well.
Is this what you do all the time? Gardening?
No, I've a boat.
A boat? What do you do? Fish?
Lobsters.
Lobsters?
And crabs. I do the pots every morning.
Where do you catch lobsters round here?
Oh, they're all over. I have the pots down there over the point.
Ah, and you check them every morning?
That's it.
But you come here most mornings. You must be an early bird.
You get used to it.
What time do you do the lobsters?
5:30, 6.
God.
Depends on the weather.
And I think I have it rough with his lordship here.
It's not so bad.
Do you sell them? Is there good money in them?
Well, they're a pound in the shops. I charge 75p. I supply the croft down the road there.
The restaurant? That's very good. What do they charge for them, then? 2 or 3 quid, I expect.
That's up to them.
Could I buy some?
How many would you want?
Well, 3, 4. It's for a dinner party that's coming up.
That'd be the end of next week, maybe.
Oh, that's all right. It's not for a couple of weeks yet. It's 10th of September, I think it is.
They've been a bit slow this year, but I'll see what I can do.
Oh, that's great. It would be lovely. A touch of the Thermidor's, isn't it? Is 75p?
Oh, aye.
Lovely. Well, he saved your bacon, Fred.
Mrs. McClelland has been suggesting we should have jugged hare.
Oh?
Offered to cook it herself, she did.
Well, I'd better go and get some more petrol then. For the lawn mower.
All right, Michael.
Cheerio, then.
Your old mum's in a state of collapse, isn't she? With your rotten brother and sister. But not you. You'll give her another half hour of peace, won't you? Of course you will. Hey, come on, son. Don't you start going in. You're falling down on the job, mate. Oh, it's gone quite chilly. Fred, what's up? What have you seen then? Silly thing. Is nobody up there in the trees? God, I think there is.
Hello? Hello? Who is it? Can I help you? Hello?
Did you want me, Mrs. Graham?
No, but there's somebody up in the orchard there among the trees. Can you see?
I don't see anyone.
Oh, no, he's gone. But there was somebody. He looked as if he was wearing some kind of cape.
Huh?
He wouldn't be looking for you, would he?
For me, Mrs. Graham?
Well, you know, a friend or somebody. Somebody wanting lobsters or something.
Not here, Mrs. Graham. He wouldn't come here.
Well, there was somebody. I'm sure there was. He seemed to disappear.
Well, will I have a look?
No. I told you. 6 weeks of the kids and I get slightly round the twist. Start seeing things. The sun's gone to my head, I expect.
Huh?
Oh, and they'll be back at 3 o'clock. Oh, excuse me, Michael, while I reach for a few more moments of oblivion. Well, lie back and think about your lobsters. They'll be scrumptious, I'm sure.
Right. I'll get on with the lawn, then.
Hey, Mrs. Graham, you should have let me play that tray out. You should have called
me. Not to worry. There we are. The remains of the lobsters.
I have the dessert all ready. They look lovely.
So they should. We spent long enough on them.
It was worth it. Any one of them would do them proud. You know, I think you should keep one of them for afterlife for the children.
We spent all day keeping them from the children, remember?
Oh, well, can you blame them? Their wee tongues were hanging out.
If you recall, Nicholas didn't want to eat it. He just wanted to throw it at Sarah.
Oh, well, I suppose you're right. Can you manage now? Will I not bring it in for you?
Oh, you could get rid of those bodies and put the dishes in the dishwasher.
I'll do that. I'll just get a wee bit of newspaper to wrap them. I will have all the cats in the neighbourhood round playing pig in the bin.
Good. I'll just take the plates through first.
It's a major industry now.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, the things they used to throw back in the sea is rubbish.
They cost a fortune now, Doctor.
And strictly speaking, they're not even prawns.
Uh-huh. Where did you get the lobsters, then?
Uh-huh. That would be telling.
Well, I have a very good idea.
Is she doing your restaurant out of business, Jeff?
Yes. She cooks it better than we do, too.
You won't charge any less for it, though.
Well, they cost me a fortune.
Steady now, Jeff. We know just how much they do cost now.
So I was right.
No, I'm saying nothing. Have some more plonk. Dorian.
Oh, thank you.
Honestly, you can depend on nobody these days. Not that I would depend too much on him anyway.
Who are we talking about?
The dreaded lobster catcher.
Oh, hold hard now, the sweetmeats have arrived.
Oh,
pudding. Oh, lovely.
Oh, that looks terrific.
Oh, very nice.
You spent some time on that?
Oh, no, Vicky, just something I knock off. You know.
I think I'll have some of that and that. Oh, so three puddings, I see. Three different ones.
Indeed, old doctor friend, you have a choice.
Yes, you can take it or leave it.
Bill.
What are they? Come on, Ruth.
Yes, will they be sudden death or lingering agony?
They are, I will have you know, all utterly fantastic. Beginning with, naturally, your actual Pavlova.
Oh, well done. Yeah.
Known in Australia as boomerang.
Oh, it gets worse, doesn't it?
Or if you prefer something light and dark.
Mmm.
Whipped and whipped again to achieve absolute perfection.
Promises, promises.
The taste of a desert island, the texture of a dusky maiden.
No, that's for me.
Bill, chocolate mousse.
I'll just have some of the build-up, love.
And the final fantastic offering?
If it's apple pie, I'll have some.
With cream, Doctor. Ooh. Spiced apple pie with cream.
Well, it's very fattening. Yes, that's for me. After the ladies, of course.
What can I tempt you to?
But I must say, she does your pride, John.
She does.
Your mother would be delighted. Three puddings.
Sorry?
Yes, and they're all upstairs asleep, thank God.
She'd be proud of them, too.
Come on, Bill.
Oh, yep. Thank you, love.
How much did he charge you?
Oh.
What?
For the lobsters.
Oh, give it a rest, Jeff.
Yes, you can't talk lobsters over my chocolate mousse.
No, I can't say, Jeff. You must be confidential in such matters, mustn't you, Bill?
Oh, indeed. I mean, if I went round telling everyone what your bank balance was, well, where would I be?
What is his bank balance? Hey, I don't believe him half the time. He must have more.
Well, keeping a mistress is expensive, you know.
Oh, aye, not to mention the greyhound.
And then there's the dirty weekends.
Oh,
well, it's expensive, that's all I'm saying.
That's not very funny.
And what about the lobsters? Were they expensive? Oh.
He doesn't give up, does he?
I don't believe it, Jeff. People don't come into our restaurant and ask how much we pay for what they eat.
I'm just interested to know if he got them at the right price.
Oh.
If you gave him the chance, young Michael would get his arm in.
Young Michael Lynch?
The same.
He's a nice lad.
Uh-huh.
They were very reasonable, Jeff, not to worry.
How much?
Well, if you must know, they were 50p a pound.
Oh.
Are you joking me? At this time of the season?
Would I do such a thing?
He's having you on, Jeff.
Just wouldn't surprise me he's telling the truth. I'll have to be trying to help the lad.
You can't hog the lobster market now, Jeff.
Well, it's only to be expected, of course. When I first opened the croft, his father did some work for me. When he bothered to turn up, that is.
You can't trust one of them, you know.
I didn't say that. I've had some very good wee girls down there on tables, prepared to do a day's work.
Well, Michael works very hard here.
He does.
He's worked hard other places. Then he disappears and leaves you flat.
Well, he can't catch lobsters all the time, or work in the garden. He must find something else for the winter.
Oh, aye. Like signing on. He certainly never followed a trade.
So he likes the outdoors. He likes the freedom. What's wrong with that?
He's a nice lad. Lost his mother young, you know, and then his father took a liking for the bottle. Mm. No, no, no. Young Michael's done rightly.
He keeps that cottage they have immaculate.
Yes, he does indeed. And he's been a godsend to me. Oh. I'll tend to tomato with the best of them, but greens tend to put me off, especially long grass.
Has he been working here full time?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, it's up to you, I suppose.
What does that mean?
I know what he means, and it's not true. I've watched him.
What do you mean, Ruth?
He digs with both feet.
Oh, your wee girl is learning the ways, John.
I'm not concerned with what foot he digs with. He can be a Muslim like Muhammad Ali if he wants to.
Ah, but is he a Catholic Muslim or a Protestant Muslim?
I'm only saying what my experience is. You can trust very few of them, and young Michael's a prime example.
Oh,
Jeff, you can't be serious.
That's a serious business who you employ.
Well, especially the way things are at the minute. They're wrecking the country.
That's true enough.
Sorry.
Michael Lynch isn't.
Are you sure?
You're not suggesting he's planting lobster bombs, Jeff?
Oh, it's just too silly.
No, I would have said it was just too sad.
Oh, here we go with the philosophy now. Hmm? They can bomb and burn us out of house and home, but we must understand that.
Jeffrey, please.
Well, it's true. There's this marvellous attitude that if somebody tries to blow you up, then it must be your fault. You've done something wrong to provoke them.
That's not what I said, but... Well, attitudes are certainly at the bottom of it. Now admit it. If young Michael is charging you twice as much for his lobsters, but they were good Protestant lobsters, huh? And him a good Protestant, too. Well, he'd be one of the local characters, huh? A queer fellow, but he's not. They're Catholic lobsters you're getting, so he's a rogue and a vagabond.
Oh,
well, it cuts both ways, you know. There's places in the north of Ireland, the North, Mark, you're not even considering the Republic, where a Protestant can't get a job.
And isn't that sad?
Golf now. How's your golf been going, Jeff?
What?
Well, now, it was agreed that we wouldn't talk either shop or troubles or politics for the benefit of the lady.
Thank you.
There's little else to talk about in this country now. They're getting away with murder, so they are, and you're supposed to sit back and take it.
Now the army are doing a good job, and the police. Bloody difficult, so it is.
The army and the police aren't being allowed to do a good job. The pussyfoots in Westminster won't let them.
I don't see what more they could do.
They could finish this in a fortnight.
I would have thought it might have taken a bit longer.
A fortnight.
With a bloodbath?
And what is it at the moment? There's nearly 1,000 people killed here now, but of course it doesn't count if it's only in ones or twos.
Well, I played 18 holes last week. Went out in 38. You know, golf? No? Well, more pudding anyway.
Oh, I suppose it's best not to think about it. Don't get involved.
Jeff, please leave
it. Across the water, they all think, oh, it's all happening in Northern Ireland. It doesn't affect us. Let them get on with it.
A lot of British soldiers have been killed here, Jeff.
They have. And does anyone give a damn? For we have exactly the same attitude here, us, around this table, members of the so-called silent majority. It's all happening in a back street in Belfast or round the border, but it doesn't affect us. Let them get on with it. Don't get involved.
Now, you're not being fair, Jeff. We can all get involved in a bomb, you know.
And what are you doing to try and stop the bomb?
Well, what can I do?
Exactly.
Sex.
Huh?
I beg your pardon?
Sex. It's the only answer when he's had too much of the vino.
Yes, well, carry on. I mean, feel free.
I mean, it's a topic for discussion.
Yes. I mean, it's usually the first topic of discussion, isn't it?
Not in this country.
Somebody shove a pavlova in his mouth.
Yes. More anyone?
More sex. Oh, yes, please.
Pudding, darling.
Interesting that the suggested topic stemmed from the ladies.
Oh, right. We've all burned our bras, haven't we, Doreen?
I haven't, yet.
Actually, I'm told that a bit of the other is very difficult now, too.
You're told?
A likely story. What happened to you, love?
No, honestly. Apparently, it's nearly impossible to have a quiet snog in a car now, anywhere.
Why?
Well, stop any longer than 15 minutes and the army has you surrounded. Bomb disposal boys peering through the windows.
Did they defuse you, Bill?
Very nasty.
It wasn't me it happened to.
Of course not.
It wasn't.
Well, I was told there were all sorts of things going on over here. A war situation, you know, everyone going a bit daft on it.
Can't say I've noticed.
No, not me.
I see a lot of those massage parlours have sprung up.
Yeah, in Belfast, of all places. Sin City of the Western world.
Well, they're all over the place, aren't they? London's coming down with them.
I noticed in the paper the other night, Sweda, straight from the West End, is here.
Was she any good? With the extras?
Extras?
Well, if an old practitioner could speak.
No, I would say things haven't changed at all. People are always very fond of each other. They always will be. Right. You have a cigar, Jeffrey?
Yes, thanks.
Well, if you could just pass your dishes up to me.
Thank you. Yeah. That was very nice, darling.
I remember talking to a sergeant in the RIC. That's the Royal Irish Constabulary. That's before your time, Vicky.
Thank you.
Donegal man he was, and he said, you can talk to an Irishman with no trouble, but you must hit him over the head first before you listen.
I like it.
The verse is also true, I'm afraid. You have to hit us over the head before we stop talking.
All right. I'm sorry.
I think maybe a wee brandy would go with that cigar, Joe. Mm-hmm. Oh, and indeed, with the coffee.
Down here, Mrs. Graham.
I was just going to bring these dishes out.
Now you sit still and enjoy your party.
Oh, you're not taking your dessert, Mr. Cranston.
Hmm?
Such a shame, and it's so delicious. Will you not just take a wee bit of it?
I think Mr. Cranston is finished, actually, Mrs. McClelland. You could just take it.
Oh, that's a pity, after all the trouble you went to.
Thank you, Mrs. McClelland. That'll be fine.
Yes, I'll just take these through now.
Liqueurs, what would we all like?
My God, what was that?
It was in the kitchen.
It sounded like my dishes, and it's my best set.
Excuse us, investigations are called for.
Sounded rather genuine.
Oh, yes. There's not too much broken.
What a shame.
What is it, Mrs. Graham?
I don't know. Everything seems all right. Oh, I don't see anything, John.
No, nor can I. Everything looks fine.
The dishwasher. It was gone when I went in with the coffee.
It's not going well.
Oh, no. Oh, John, it's my best dinner service.
My God, Father, would you look at that?
It pulverized. Is this thing switched off?
It is now.
Yeah. Well, it's one way of solving the washing up problem.
Well, all I did was to put them in for a wee rinse, like you told me. It was going perfectly
all
right.
No, it wasn't your fault, Mrs. McClelland. The machine got bloody mad.
It wasn't even full, either. There was still room for the rest.
At least we still have the rest.
But how did it happen? How could it smash everything like
that? I haven't a clue.
Catastrophe.
Yes.
Anything I can do?
Afraid not. This lot has passed on to the great dishwasher in the sky.
I made sure to put the big plates in where they're supposed to go. And the wee spinner thing that goes round there, I always check it. To see it's not catching anything, you know. Like, a big knife can sit up sometimes.
Yes. Just look at the knives. And the forks.
God, struth. Bent and twisted all over the place.
How the hell did it do that?
Yeah, you haven't had Uri Geller in or anything, have you?
Come on, let's not ruin the party. It's done. It's happened. You'd better clear it out, Mrs. McClelland. Just don't let me see any of the pieces.
It's always done them so well before. But sure, you never can tell what them old machines will do next.
Come on, John. Let's have coffee.
Yeah. Now, don't try the dishwasher again, Mrs. McClelland. We'd better have someone out to see it.
Will the insurance cover us?
I sincerely hope so.
Ah, what have we over here, then?
Hmm?
It's a little bunny hare.
That old rabbit's in.
Oh, that's all we need.
He's a scud, that animal. He's always around when something goes wrong. You remember the broom cupboard, Mr. Graham? Mm-hmm. The mess he made of it while Mrs. Graham was in the hospital.
Was there something nasty in the broom cupboard, then?
No, it was nothing. He was hardly inside the dishwasher.
You washed your hair and can't do a thing with it.
Thank you, Bill.
Can I show him to the others? He's gorgeous.
He should be outside, so he should. In his wee house. Who let him out of it?
Come on, John. Coffee.
Yeah. Coffee.
Here, let me lead the way. I'll introduce him as the next course.
Oh.
Oh, never mind, darling. You'll get someone in on Monday to look at the dishwasher. Hmm?
Next course, then. Who's for a bit of hair pie?
Oh, isn't he lovely? Where did you get him?
What happened in the kitchen?
Oh, death and destruction. Looks like one of young Michael's lobster bombs went off in the dishwasher.
Oh, no. Is everything broken?
And high to smithereens.
Oh, let me hold him, Bill.
Is it a mess, love?
Yes.
What happened?
The dishwasher.
Oh, dear.
Yes. Seems to have gone berserk and chewed everything up.
Well, that's a bit unusual, isn't it? I mean, there's not enough water pressure for anything like that.
Well, it did it, or something did it. Mrs. McClellan's inclined to blame Fred there.
What? This little thing?
She might be far wrong.
Oh, what do you mean? He's lovely, aren't
you? Well, do you keep him in the house at all?
Not officially. He seems to think we should.
Well, I could take you to a man who would say you were mad to have a hare anywhere near the house.
No. Tia Maria, Vicky?
Oh, yes, please. What's wrong with having a pet hare, Doctor?
Well, it's all superstitious nonsense, of course. To do with witchcraft.
Witchcraft?
Hey, Vicky.
Thank you.
Oh, same for me.
You see, the hare figures quite largely in folklore, you see, and country people take their folklore seriously.
Ah, the little folk have been about.
Well, just like the little folk, most superstitions are based in fact.
Always knew you believed in fairies.
Oh, no. Not fairies. The wee folk. There's a difference.
Do tell.
Well, you see, years ago, when everyone was fighting everyone else, before we were all civilized, you know.
I like it.
Doctor, your usual tipple.
Thank you. Well, the native farmers built themselves forts. Not the usual sort of fort with high walls to keep invaders out, though they had that too, of course. But inside, they went underground for protection. They dug tunnels and had rooms and everything, all underground. Soutrains, they're called.
Aye. They found a couple of them about the place.
Doctor. Brandy for you, Jeff.
Yes, John, thanks.
They have. Well, if an invader arrived and he was too strong for them, well, he usually tried to burn them out.
So that's where it started.
But they didn't come out. So the attackers thought naturally they're all perished in the blaze. Instead, of course, they were all living on the ground in the soutrains.
Well, it's one way, I suppose, if the worst comes to the worst.
Well, things did get bad for them. The wee folk, as they came to be called, the new people began to settle down. They built houses and farmed the land themselves. So the only time it was safe for them to come out of the soutrain, of course, was at night, and they wouldn't be seen. And all sorts of stories stem from that.
Fairy processions at midnight.
Indeed. And they'd raid farms and steal food, so that people started putting food out for them to keep them out of the house. More superstition.
Doesn't the changeling idea come from them, too?
It does. Times got bad for them. Their numbers grew small, and to keep the race going, they would abduct young children, particularly boys, and spirit them away underground. Sometimes they would leave a dead or a sickly child in its place.
Is this true?
Yes. And it's not that long ago, either, that country folk would keep their sons dressed in petticoats until they were 8 or 9 years of age. Mm. To fool the wee folk.
Really? But what about the hare? What has he got to do with it?
Well, it's witchcraft. The hare's associated with it.
You know, if anyone heard this conversation, they'd say typical. The bloody Irish and their fairies again.
Shut up. I want to hear.
Oh, what do you have, Bill?
Oh, make mine a Celtic mist.
Yeah, well, that's what I do with a drambuie, right?
How is our Fred involved with witchcraft? That's what I want to know.
Well, I didn't say Fred was. But hares have always been recognized as familiars.
Oh, dirty enough.
You mean like a witch's black cat?
Yes. The black cat could assist in making spells, contacting spirits. the hare would do the same.
Well, Mrs. McClellan obviously prefers a black cat.
John, shush and hear you.
Would anyone else like to hold Fred for a while?
Oh, ye gods, a product of the 11 plus. Oh,
shut up and take him. He's very nice, but...
Come on, Fred, son. I bet you could tell us some hairy old tale.
Oh. Well, there can't be any witches around here. So what's wrong with having Fred around the house?
Oh, no, who's to say there are no witches round? Hmm? I don't mean Mrs. M in the kitchen. No. And anyway, the hare on his own is said to be capable of contacting the middle world, we would call it.
Pat, that bundle of fur and big ears there.
Well, what happens if it does contact this whatever it is? What does it do?
Well, it doesn't appear to do anything, but those who have experienced it say all sorts of things happen.
Well, like what? Come on, stop.
Well, things like tonight. The dishwasher. Things get broken.
Ah, is that all?
What do you mean all? It was my best dinner service, mate.
Ah, but it's how things get broken or knocked about. There's no reason for it.
They call that vandalism today, Doctor.
No, you mean poltergeist. Isn't that the word for it?
Yes, it's said that they can summon poltergeists.
And you think it's a poltergeist did our dishes in?
No, I don't think anything. I'm only telling you how some people would regard your keeping a hare in the house.
What's a poltergeist supposed to look like?
Seen one, you've seen them all, I suppose.
Yeah. I don't think you can see them. They just make things happen, move things about, break things.
Well, that would only be at night, surely.
The witching hour when graveyard...
No. I think spirits can be summoned up any time of the night or day.
You're just not allowed to serve them between certain hours. Isn't that right, Jeff?
What? Oh, yes.
You mean it would be possible to see a spirit or a ghost in the afternoon, say, in bright sunlight?
Oh, yes.
Ruth, why do you ask?
No reason. Just asking. Just interested.
It's all nonsense.
Well, it is all nonsense, of course, but, well... It's interesting nonsense to talk about.
People do believe it, though.
Some people. If you live in the country and your livelihood depends on factors you've no influence over, like the weather.
Or the government.
Well, yes, that too, maybe. But some things you can't influence, except perhaps through willpower or prayer. Incantation. Sacrifice, even. Well, logic and common sense tend to become submerged beneath superstition.
Uh-huh.
Methinks I can detect us getting back to square one.
Well, it's all part of it.
Very dangerous ground.
I don't think I like the submerged in superstition bit.
No, I didn't think you would, Jeff. But you'd like another brandy.
I wouldn't be.
Oh, dear.
Well, I think it was very entertaining, but I can't accept that Fred has the evil eye.
No, of course he hasn't.
Of course not.
Well, I think he's having us all on. What do you think of it so far, Fred?
Robert!
What's happening? What's going on down there?
It's something breaking. It's in the living room. It's something more breaking.
I'm going down. Soon there won't be anything left to break if this carries on.
Oh, God.
That was a bomb.
Even here, John. Now it's even happening here.
And them here last night, too. It's a mercy they weren't killed. He'd had another threat, I believe. That right, Mrs. Graham? Huh? Yesterday?
I don't know. He was certainly a bit edgy last night.
And could you blame him, poor soul? Imagine living with that hanging over you, not knowing the minute.
At least they're living.
Well, it's a miracle. The house was half wrecked, never mind the restaurant. £200, they say it was.
Yes.
Well, it must have been a big one, bringing all these things down off the mantelpiece, all smashed to smithereens. You'd wonder the blast could travel this far.
Oh, it was a vibration or something, John thinks.
Well, I don't know what the country's coming to. Where'll it all end?
Certainly brings it home to you when it happens on your own doorstep to people you know.
Very lucky the word. Makes you angry, so it does. What do they think they're proving with their bombs and their bullets? Do they think they're going to take us over if they have another think coming?
I'd better see to the baby.
See, young Lynch has turned up this morning.
Has he? I hadn't noticed.
Oh, cocky as you like. Man, he's a queer neck in him, that one. After last night.
And what has last night got to do with Michael Lynch?
Isn't it obvious?
No, it is not obvious, Mrs. McClellan. I can see no connection whatsoever.
That's just it. What connections does he have? That's what I'd like to know.
The car used last night was stolen in Belfast 3 days ago. It said so in the news.
How can they tell and it blew to bits?
They could tell, Mrs. McClellan, so it had nothing to do with young Michael.
They need their contacts, don't they? People that know the area.
Michael had nothing to do with it. And what you are saying is very, very dangerous.
Oh, Adeline, you're getting upset, Mrs. Graham. I'm sorry. We're all upset with what happened last night. I'm up to 100, so am. I didn't mean to annoy you. I'm sorry now. I'm always speaking out of turn. And that weather depresses you too, sure.
Yes.
Well, rain, sure, if it's not one thing, it's another.
I'm sorry too, Mrs. McClelland.
We're all upset, so we are. Just you go up and see to your wee baby. He'll cheer you up. Such a good wee soul, never a squeak out of him.
No. There isn't.
Not like the other two, never stop when they come in, so they don't.
No. And it looks like they'll be in. All day.
You're not allowed to bring Fred in.
Shh, it's raining. He was lonely outside, weren't you, Fred?
Can he stay in?
Yes, because otherwise he'd get all wet and catch cold. There you are, Fred. Now you sit there while I water my plants. And don't go and do anything or I'll be very cross.
So will Mummy.
Yes.
What have you got there?
It's a bottle of stuff for my plants. It's food for them. Michael gave it to me.
Plants don't need food.
Mine do. It's to make them grow. Where did you get that hammer? You shouldn't have that up here.
Shut up, I'm working.
Well, it's too big for you to hold properly.
I'm mending my trolley.
Raking it more like.
I'm mending it.
Here we are, plants. Just a drop or two of this and you'll grow big and strong. Nicholas, what are you doing?
The wall's making a noise. Listen. Let's see what happens when I hit the wall.
No, Nicholas. You mustn't do that. Stop it, Nicholas. Stop it. Stop it.
Stop it. I'm not doing it.
Nicholas, come
on. Oh, my God, what happened? Get out quickly, Nicholas. Come on, John. Nicholas, get out quickly.
What the hell got into Nicholas to behave like that? He's always been boisterous, but that's just not like him. He made a terrible mess of that wall.
He says he only hit it a couple of times.
A couple of dozen more, like. Plaster's cracked right across the room.
Oh, it's the acid that really frightened me.
Yeah.
Michael must have been mad to give a bottle of that to Sarah.
Should never have been in a liquid fertilizer bottle. Any fool knows that anything like that must be clearly labelled. It's intolerable carelessness.
Will you speak to him about it?
Speak to him. I'll give him a roasting.
You know, an odd thing is that during all that uproar, Fred was... He was just sitting there watching with those big shining eyes of his, as if it was all a huge entertainment laid on for his benefit.
Fred, what was he doing inside?
Well, it was bucketing down outside. You can't blame the kids for taking pity on him.
I suppose not. Poor old Fred.
It couldn't have been acid in it.
It was acid. It burned right through the bloody carpet. It would have burned right through to the living room if Mrs. Graham hadn't drenched it with water.
But it says on the label...
Look, I don't give a damn about the carpet. But when I think what could have happened to the kids... God, it doesn't bear thinking about. Why the hell did you give it to them?
I gave the wee girl liquid fertilizer.
Do you want to see the carpet? Do you want to see the hole in it?
God, man, they could have been disfigured for life. Blinded, even. Well? Have you nothing to say?
I'm sorry, Mr. Graham.
I should bloody hope so.
It won't happen again.
Most certainly won't. I don't know what the blazes you had acid for anyway, but get rid of it. I don't want anything like that about the place.
That'll be up to you, Mr. Graham.
What? What's all this, then?
I was stopping at the end of the month, anyway.
Oh, well, that's great, isn't it? And just what is this supposed to prove?
Maybe more than enough, Mr. Graham.
Wait a minute. I think I owe you some money from last week.
Thanks. You can put it towards a new carpet.
Deedle, deedle, dumpling, my son John went to bed with his stockings on. One shoe off, one shoe on. Deedle, deedle, dumpling, my son John. No chuckles then. No smiles from Mummy. No more windy pops then. You know you're a very serious boy. But you're good. You're very, very good. He's such a good boy, Mummy. You wouldn't go around knocking houses down, would he? No, I should think not indeed. Are you ready for beddies then? Will we go down in the cot? There. And we'll tuck him all in. All in. There. Isn't that good? Because he's such a good boy, Mummy. A very, very good boy. Never cries. Mummy doesn't know why you never cry. Mummy sometimes wishes you would. Just a little. Good night, darling.
Come on, darling. It's just been one thing on top of the other. You're bound to be all screwed up.
I know I'm being bloody stupid. I can't help it. I can't stop thinking that...
He is a beautiful baby.
I know he's a beautiful baby.
Mm-hmm.
He's fantastic, but...
But nothing. He is perfect in every respect. He can see, he can hear, and we know he can yell if he wants to.
That's just it. He doesn't. He never makes a sound.
He makes plenty. When he's nursing his milk, gurgles away there like nobody's business.
He doesn't cry.
And you're complaining.
But he should. All babies cry. And he... Well, he doesn't.
You're judging him against Nicholas, which is a bit unfair.
Sarah cried too. She was hungry or needed changing.
So he's different. No two babies are the same.
He was at the hospital. He never shut up. Yelled his head off.
So he likes being at home. He's happy here. He's content.
Just too frightened. There might be something wrong with him.
There isn't, darling. Look, you've had him at the clinic.
Yes.
Yes, a full examination.
Yes.
Yeah, and I seem to remember...
Yes, but they poked things in his ears and up his nose and it was sore.
He cried.
Only for a moment.
He cried.
That doesn't count.
It doesn't count. May the Lord preserve us from feminine logic.
Well?
Yeah. As I said... Too many things on top of each other.
Yes, I suppose so. Last week was just a bit too much.
Well, it was last week. No more fatalities. And we can always put that bit of carpet in the loo. The hole should be just right.
Oh, stop. Don't remind me.
The wall did need repainting, really.
It needs rebuilding now.
No, touch of plaster will see it all right. Once we can get somebody in.
I still can't imagine what possessed him to do it.
Obvious. He never did like the column.
Would you check the alarm, darling?
When Caesar says do this...
Oh,
it is a bit pointless.
I just keep hoping.
Hoping?
That some night he will be crying.
Masochist.
See? Not a sausage.
Yes.
You know, really, we should run this thing without batteries.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
What is it? Can you hear him?
Hey, what's the matter with him?
Stay here, I'll go up.
You okay, boy?
Oh.
No, not you again. What are you doing here? Come on.
It was only Fred, the fiend that stalks the stairs.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry, I'm sorry. It gave me a bit of a turn, too. That damned alarm thing distorts everything.
Oh,
it's just Fred.
Take it away from me.
Darling, it's only Fred.
Take it away. Get it out of here. Get it out of the house. Oh, get rid of it.
Fred, my lad, you're back home, returning to the wild, born free and all that. Where would you like me to let you go? In that glade of trees where we found you?
Hello there, Mr. Graham.
Hello, Michael. Out shooting?
That's right.
Any luck?
Not much around.
Would you be able to recognize Fred at 30 yards?
I doubt it.
Well, that's tough on Fred.
Are you setting him free?
Yes, by popular request.
Do you think he'll be able to fend for himself?
Well, he's a big lad now. This is where we found him.
It was maybe his mother I shot up here. That was about the time you brought him home.
You know, I didn't think you'd be allowed to go popping off shotguns all round the place with things as they are.
Oh, it's all strictly legal, Mr. Graham. License and all. Purely for sport and keeping the pigeons down.
I see. Michael, I'm sorry about the words we had.
Not to worry, Mr. Graham.
It was just, well, we'd had a bit of a scare, you know.
Could I take the hare?
Do you want him?
Ah. Well, he's a nice wee thing, you know. I wouldn't like to nail him by mistake sometime.
You'd keep him at home?
No. I'll let him go further on where he'll be out of harm's way. There's quite a few of us shoot round here.
Yeah, fine, then. Be my guest. So, when do you think the garden will need attention again?
Well, there's the leaves now, I suppose.
Aye.
But you should be all right till about March.
About the beginning of March?
Ah.
Well, I'll maybe see you then.
Could happen.
Bye, Fred.
No need for it at all. I can manage the house all right on my own.
I'm not exactly an invalid, Mrs. McClelland.
Well, it would do her no harm. Isn't that right, Doctor? She stays in bed.
Well, not being hemmed in is important too, Mrs. McClelland.
Hmm. I called in to see you last week myself, Doctor, and you weren't there.
Was I not, Mrs. McClelland?
No. Had to put up with one of them young fellas you have.
Ah, they're very good, so they are.
Ah, all's in their heads of sports cars and golf, if you ask me. Sure, what did they know about Doctor?
Was it the,
The feet doctor. Giving me jip they are.
And didn't Doctor,
Campbell.
Didn't Dr. Campbell fix you up?
The only fella. Sure, he wouldn't know a bunion if you met one in the street. Said I should go to a chiropodist.
Well, I suppose, strictly speaking...
You never said me to any old specialists. I couldn't see young Campbell sitting down to pare a corn.
Ah, no, perhaps not, but...
Pairs a lovely corn, the doctor, so he does, Mrs.
Yes,
Graham.
I think we can manage now, Mrs. McClelland.
Call in on Tuesday morning. I'm taking practice.
Right you are, Doctor. Thank you very much. I'll just go now and get on with this wee job out here now. Tuesday morning, you say?
That's right, Mrs. McClelland.
Well, excuse me now.
It's
difficult even to suggest what we've been talking about with Mrs. McClellan around.
She's a down-to-earth soul.
It does make it all seem very silly. Pathetic, really.
Ah, no, it's not that now. The mind is a wonderful thing for fastening on things and building them up. Sometimes out of all proportion.
But things have happened, Doctor, and what you said about the hair seems to
be... said about the hair. I should have had more sense. I should have realized that Geoffrey Cranston was upset about something. Look, I only told the stories to get him off the perennial subject. I'm a stupid old man sometimes.
Well, as you say, I've certainly let it all build up.
You have, and you can let it all build down again now. Just you take one of these wee pills if you feel yourself an edge a bit. They'll relax you.
Yes. But the baby, Doctor, I must...
He's a smart and alert young man.
Yes, but I can't seem to make contact with him. It's ridiculous, I know.
You're building things up again.
But I can't. He doesn't seem to need me. There's no affection from him. I could be a machine shoving a bottle in his mouth.
How old is he now?
Nearly 4 months. Mm.
What did you think when you knew he was on the way?
What do you mean?
Well, were you pleased?
Of course I was pleased. I was delighted. We both
were. Are you sure? Be honest now.
Well, of course I'm sure. All right, it was going to be a bit awkward. I mean, he wasn't planned or anything. But I wanted him. Of course I wanted him.
Young Nicholas hasn't been the easiest, has he?
Well, no, but that's got nothing to do with it. I mean, Nicholas is Nicholas. It's just one of those things. But it doesn't mean I didn't want another baby.
No, no. But perhaps when you've had problems with one child, you're only too ready to seek problems with the next.
Well, that is a little bit hard, Doctor. You're suggesting I don't love my baby.
I'm not suggesting that at all. I'm suggesting you are prepared for problems that haven't arisen. And your reaction has been to find some. You're also expecting a bit too much from him, perhaps. A bit too early.
I think maybe I need one of your pills.
Yes. You're not an uncommon case, you know. It's happened quite frequently with other patients.
Did they keep hairs in the house, too?
That's better. You say John has got rid of it.
Yes. I'm rather ashamed of that, too. I don't think I could look Fred in the face if he came back.
But it's maybe as well. If the wee hair and my story started all this nonsense, then at least the prime mover's no longer here to move anything.
It is just too ridiculous. Poor little thing. He'll probably freeze to death tonight.
In you go then, Fred. Your new home's a bit makeshift, I'm afraid. But it's only a temporary residence, you understand. Till I set you free where you'll be safe. I'm going in for the tea now. I'll bring you yours later on my way out.
Hello?
It's me. Did the doctor sort you out then?
Oh, yes, darling. He was wonderful. Did his reassuring uncle act.
Good. So?
Well, he's given me some pills, just to get me over all this.
And have you taken one yet?
Just one. I'm feeling fine right now.
Oh, that's terrific. Now, look, if you want me to, I'll be straight home.
But?
Yeah, well, with this morning and one thing and another, if I don't clear this lot tonight, I can see myself having to come in this weekend.
No, no, I'm all right.
Are you sure? I'll come if you like.
Honestly, it's all right. I'm all lovely and relaxed.
Are you indeed? In that case, I'll get home fast and ravish you on the rug.
Don't say things like that. Someone might be listening in.
Let them. Are the kids all right? Got over Fred's departure?
They're very all right. I'm surprised you can't hear them.
Well, look, I'll be home just as soon as I can, darling. Rug or no rug.
Well, try not to get blown up on the way.
I'll try. I'll give you a ring to let you know I'm setting off, all right?
Yes. Bye.
See you.
There we are now, Fred. There's your supper. Now, you mind the pace till I get back, won't you, eh? Who are you? What do you want? Get off!
Get
There's one fella won't be planting bombs for a day or two.
Shall I light up?
Go ahead.
Right! Ah, what a lovely sight. Burn the bastards out. That's the only way.
What the hell's that? Look, over there.
That's only a hare. We've liberated it from its hutch. Here, shall I bag it for supper?
I leave it, we've no time. Let's get out of here and finish the job off.
Right, on his feet.
Tell him.
Right.
My God, what's that? Fire, a big one. Oh. Oh no, it's Michael's cottage. Thank God, they're on their way. Oh, Michael, I must see if Michael's all right. There, you fool. Get a grip on yourself, mate. Well, Michael will be all right. He can look after himself. He's not a child. It's not this house is on fire. A fag. A fag is definitely called for. I mean, what is there to get upset about? Children are safe, aren't they? Upstairs, asleep. Oh, a pill. I'll take a pill. Where are we? Oh, Dan, in the living room. Now then. No. I think maybe a large scotch. Ah, yes. Much better. Oh, the baby. Perhaps the fire is working him. Not a sound. You're going round the twist, mate. And the first sign is when you start talking to yourself. What's that? What is it? The alarm's turned down. I don't understand. Oh, there's something up there. Don't. John, John.
What is it, Ruth? I'm just about to leave.
Oh, come quickly, please.
What's the matter?
There's this noise, this terrible noise.
Noise?
I don't know what's going on. There's something upstairs in the baby's room.
Ruth.
I'm frightened.
Ruth, calm down. You're upset. No, there's nothing to worry about.
You don't understand. Oh, for God's sake, come quickly.
Oh, I'm on my way.
I'm coming, baby. Don't be frightened. Mummy's coming. Fred! How did you get in? You're smothering the baby.
Stay away from my baby.
Sorry, old boy. Didn't see you till it was too late. What's that? God, it's a man. Hello?
You all right? Can I help?
Michael? Oh, no. Michael... Who could have done this to you? Who could do that to anyone? What for? Where's the sense in it? I don't understand any of it. I don't understand.
In The Leveret by Larry McCoubrey, the part of John Graham was played by Sean Ballett, Ruth Graham, Sandra Clark, Sarah, Susan Sheridan, Nicholas, Bernadette Windsor, Mrs. McClelland, Elizabeth Begley, and Michael Lynch by John Hewitt. The part of Dr. Eagleson was played by P.G. Stevens, Jeff Cranston, Dennis Hawthorne, Vicky Cranston, Gertrude Russell, Bill Clegg, Desmond McAleer, and Doreen Clegg, Anne Hassan. The terrorists were played by Kevin Moore and Desmond McAleer. Radiophonic music was by Nick Mills. The play, which was a BBC Northern Ireland production, was adapted for radio by Matthew Walters and directed by Robert Cooper.